Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story. Attorneys for death row inmate Ralph Menzies filed a petition claiming it would be unconstitutional to execute him because he has dementia. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell has details.
Less than a week ago, the state issued a death warrant for Ralph Menzies. He's been sitting on death row since 1988 for the murder of Maureen Hunsaker. However, today Menzies' attorneys say he is incompetent to execute because of his dementia, which, according to the petition filed, has been medically diagnosed by doctors after neurological examinations. They also say Utah's plan to use a firing squad to carry out his sentence is unconstitutional, based on a previous ruling in South Carolina in 2022, which they say is identical to Menzies' case. Menzies has claimed in previous appeals that he has brain damage. The outcome of this petition is yet to be determined. His next court date is scheduled for February 23. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
Sully County Mayor Jenny Wilson will give the State of the County address tonight. She's expected to outline the county's achievements from the past year and what they hope to achieve in the new year. The state is asking for volunteers to help count the number of people experiencing homelessness in Utah. The information helps state leaders get a better understanding of how people are experiencing it to better distribute money for services to help. For details on signing up, visit our website, kslnewsradio.com. 28 storage units were damaged in Harrisville by a fire that firefighters say was complicated by snow-covered hydrants. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
It's a problem that just recently happened to firefighters from the Weber Fire District. Snow-covered hydrants that firefighters have to clear out themselves. Chief Chris Maxfield of Northview Fire District says crews had to tap in across the road and shut down Wall Avenue near Highway 89 during the middle of afternoon rush.
It's always a challenge. Again, we always encourage everybody to clear the fire hydrant 3 feet around in all directions to make sure that we can, number one, that we can find them, and number two, that we can access them when we need to.
Maxfield tells KSL 5 the fire was ignited by a discarded cigarette. There were no injuries. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. Voting is underway for New Hampshire's primary. Former President Trump just arrived at a polling location in the state for the first time. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is hoping to make a strong showing.
Their strategy is to stay in the race through Super Tuesday, which a lot of experts are saying is interesting considering if she does lose by double digits, it is going to be hard for her to stay in that long. She also says she's going to be laser focused on states with open and semi-open primaries like South Carolina. And she's highlighting that she is the underdog, but she has been the underdog before. And so she's really focusing on those points as she moves forward.
That is ABC's Zoreen Shaw. She says Haley didn't do as well as she hoped in Iowa.
Trump, who won in 2016, and before that, the only GOP person who won here and then became president was George H.W. Bush. The critics will say this state is not reflective of the country as a whole. Democrats have expressed that. They say, why do we have a scenario when places like South Carolina are far more diverse? And that's what you see happening with President Biden having South Carolina now be the first primary.
This man showed up to a polling location in Bedford. Democratic voter David Mack cast his vote for President Biden's challenger, Dean Phillips.
Yeah, I would have voted for Nikki Haley also, but I was registered Democrat. Usually I'm Democrat, but just not very happy with Joe Biden not being here. And wanted to support anyone but Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
The polls close tonight at 8 Eastern time. That's 6-hour time here in Utah. Stay with KSL for updates on the race. Other national stories KSL is following. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin made his first public appearance since his secretive hospitalization earlier this year.
In his first public appearance since his secret hospitalization earlier this month, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin virtually addressing more than 50 nations that make up the Ukrainian Defense Contact Group. Austin reiterating the U.S.'s support for Ukraine, all while calling on Congress to pass additional aid as the country continues its war with Russia.
Putin continues to sacrifice staggering numbers of Russian troops in his rash and reckless war of choice. So I urge this group to dig deep to provide Ukraine with more life-saving ground-based air defense systems and interceptors.
Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
Countries in the Middle East are talking about a ceasefire as fear of a larger war lurks.
Without going into detail and acknowledging the situation remains fluid, Qatar Foreign Ministry spokesman Majid Al Ansari says,
"We are always hopeful, but not necessarily optimistic. We see that the negotiations are still taking place. They haven't stopped. Both sides are talking. They are engaging in serious discussions, and we are hopeful that that would lead to something."
Meanwhile, a senior Egyptian official says Israel has proposed a two-month ceasefire, which the hostages would be freed in exchange for imprisoned Palestinians. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We actually have a nice drive in progress on the Valley freeways. One small accident. It's southbound I-15 at 600 North, but out of traffic on the shoulder. Ricky Meeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Bigger stories demand more accountability, more experience, more trust.
If it's like an election day or we're expecting some bad weather, KSL presents the story unbiased.
It's a good local source.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
If you've ever experienced running out of hot water before your shower was done or hard water spots on dishes and fixtures, I've got a deal you might be interested in. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and you probably already know that a tankless water heater and a water softener solve both issues. If you've ever thought about looking into getting a tankless water heater, here's the deal I was talking about. Through the end of February, we're including a free water softener with every new tankless water heater we install. The best part of this deal might be that you never have to worry about being the last one to the shower again, or that you don't have to waste the money keeping 40 to 50 gallons of water hot 24/7. To take advantage of this deal, call Any Hour Services before the end of February. The visit's free and there's no obligation to buy. If you decide to have us install a new tankless water heater, we'll throw in the water softener for free. That's right, a free water softener when you purchase a tankless water heater. Pick up the phone and call Any Hour Services right now for all the details. 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Hi, this is Congressman John Curtis. As I'm sure you've heard, I'm running for the U.S. Senate, and I'd like to invite you to my campaign kickoff this Tuesday, January 23rd, 7 p.m. in Woods Cross. You can find the address at johncurtis.org. Join me to celebrate our early momentum across the state and see why I'm feeling so optimistic about the race. I hope you'll come say hi Tuesday evening, share the excitement, and be part of this journey. We'll have refreshments, engaging conversations, and great company. This Tuesday, January 23rd, 7 p.m. in Woods Cross. You can find the address at johncurtis.org. You can RSVP and get event details at johncurtis.org. I look forward to serving you in the U.S. Senate, and as your senator, I'll keep getting things done for Utah. See you Tuesday. I'm John Curtis, and I approve this message, paid for by John Curtis for Utah.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story. Death row inmate Ralph Menzies' lawyers are claiming that he has dementia and should not be executed. KSL News Time, 1208. A central Utah community is coming together after a teenager died in a sledding accident. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has the story.
Walk into Emory High School in Castledale and you're going to find a sea of pink shirts. You also won't be able to miss the message in pink written on a big patch of snow in the parking lot. That's because pink was 18-year-old Kirsten Beagley's favorite color, and the community is coming together to remember the impact she left on those around her. Kirsten was out tubing on a group date at Cleveland Reservoir in central Utah, and on one run down the sled hill, her tube went too far and hit the road. Now, Kirsten's family is drawing strength of the Castledale community, and the police say she did nothing wrong. You can find more information about her story and how the community is coming together on KSLNewsRadio.com. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Most people think sledding is the perfect children's winter pastime, but trauma medical director at American Fork Hospital, Dr. John Wenegren, says we need to treat sledding like a dangerous winter sport.
It's snow. It's soft. And that's not necessarily true. And you don't know what's under that snow.
Wenegren says the most important thing that you can do is to wear a helmet. Intermountain Health will be giving them away at their sledding safety event this Saturday at Tibble Fork in American Fork Canyon. Classes at a Cedar City school are still remote after a supposed carbon monoxide leak, but there is still no sign that the gas was present. KSL-TV's Shelby Lofton reports.
Parents at Canyon View Middle School are baffled by repeated testing showing the same results. No carbon monoxide, yet their children are sick. Carissa Eaton says her stepson showed symptoms Thursday, the same day a carbon monoxide alarm went off at school.
The Utah National Guard conducted tests at the school, and they say a nearby construction area may have a leak, but it wouldn't have been at dangerous or unhealthy levels for the children. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Let's take a look at the drive. Here's Ricky Meese.
A new accident for Weber County drivers northbound 24th Street at Washington Boulevard. Looks like the vehicles are out of traffic over to the shoulder, but keep an eye out for it. And then we have the final cleanup of a crash southbound I-15, about 600 north, also on the shoulder. If you're traveling the Valley freeways, you're good to go. Traffic there moving along with no problems. Mr. Max, buy one, get one sale. Buy one suit for $299, get the second one for $100. Any style, any occasion, free alterations, and 9 locations. Mr. Max, Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of clouds to go around. We'll go for 45 today, and there's a slight chance to see some sprinkles mixed down to the valley floor. 33 overnight with cloudy skies. We'll go mostly cloudy again tomorrow, 44 the high, then to 42 with rain and snow showers Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's Noon News, the New Hampshire primaries here, and the two Republican candidates are fighting to the end. We'll check in on the race. Coming up, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Tired of living in your parents' basement or renting? You want to buy a home, but you were told that your debt-to-income ratio is too high. This is why you need a highly qualified mortgage lender. Rick at Loans by Rick has 22 years of experience and has helped hundreds of clients lower their debt-to-income so they can make the most important purchase of their lives and buy a home. As with any profession, there are different levels of mortgage lenders, so why not work with the best lender? One that can cut through the mortgage jungle and get you into a home. As interest rates come down, home values will go up, creating multiple offers which will raise home values higher. Don't wait to buy a home. Buy now. You can always refinance later and save hundreds of dollars. Let Loans by Rick guide you with your mortgage process. Call 801-809-SAVE or click loansbyrick.com. That's loansbyrick.com.
Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179, and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106, are equal housing lenders. Some restrictions apply.
It's the dead of winter, and our friends at Advanced Window Products have a wonderful wintertime offer. This is Jeff Kaplan. If the cold is seeping into your house right now, Nate and Jake will give you $2,500 off on double-pane windows and the highest quality custom frames built right here in Utah. Any style, any color, and the $2,500 is atop their already low prices. See, they build the windows, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. So there's no middleman markup. At Advanced Window Products, they offer 0% financing. You can save now, pay later. So take advantage in the dead of winter while the wind is whistling and give your home, your number one asset, a fresh new look. Plus, you save money on heating and air conditioning so much so the energy companies offer rebates. Buy local. Their factories right here in Salt Lake City. Save an extra $2,500 off the best windows and frames in Utah. 801-850-9100. 801-850-9100 or visit advancedwindowsusa.com.
Experience classical hits through a new lens. The Utah Symphony presents Masterworks Magnified, themed and fun-filled concert events that take you beyond the music. Are you a book lover? February 2nd and 3rd, discover the world of music inspired by literature. Then on April 26th and 27th, explore the powerful connection between music and motion. Bring a date or a few friends for a night out at downtown Salt Lake City's Abravanel Hall. Before the concert, grab drinks and specialty concessions and explore themed activities. Then settle into your seat. A host will guide you through the music and captivating visuals will be projected as the orchestra plays. Masterworks Magnified is the perfect first symphony concert or a chance to experience classical music in a new way. Tickets start at $21 at utahsymphony.org/magnified.
Experience classical music hits through a new lens with Utah Symphony's Masterworks Magnified performances. Learn more at utahsymphony.org. KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The Great Salt Lake Commissioner is asking some nearby reservoirs to see if they have any extra water they can potentially send directly to the Great Salt Lake. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, former President Trump is already leading in the New Hampshire primary. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
In the Ogden area, we have an accident at Washington Boulevard, 24th Street. Looks like the vehicles are out of traffic to the shoulder. If you're traveling any of the valley freeways, you have good speeds and no problems. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy with some sprinkles possible, 45 the high. I'm Matt Johnson.
45 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In New Hampshire, with voting underway in the nation's first presidential primary, polling shows Donald Trump leading Nikki Haley by double digits. ABC's Irene Shaw is inside a polling place in Bedford with more.
It's not just voters who are actually coming here to Bedford High School. I mean, just a few minutes ago, we saw Nikki Haley out here with Chris Sununu. She was talking to press, talking to people. She said she's excited. She feels positive. Earlier this morning, she responded to Trump's call to drop out. She says, I don't do what he tells me to do. I have never done what he tells me to do.
At a surprise visit to a Manchester polling station, Trump now denying he said that.
I would never ask anybody to pull out. I didn't ask Ron to pull out. I didn't ask Vivek to pull out. Nobody. But we have great support, and most of the people that pulled out have already supported me.
24 Israeli soldiers have been killed in the single deadliest attack on the army since the war with Hamas began in October. They were killed in Gaza. Meanwhile, under the radar, ceasefire talks.
Without going into detail and acknowledging the situation remains fluid, Qatar Foreign Ministry spokesman Majid Al Ansari says,
we are always hopeful, but not necessarily optimistic. We see that the negotiations are still taking place. They haven't stopped. Both sides are talking. They are engaging in serious discussions, and we are hopeful that that would lead to something.
Meanwhile, a senior Egyptian official says Israel has proposed a 2-month ceasefire, which the hostages would be freed in exchange for imprisonment. And Palestinians. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A state of emergency in San Diego due to torrential rain and flooding. Officials say hundreds of people were rescued from flooded homes. This man lost a lifetime of collector's edition baseball cards.
All my collector's valuable cards, everything had been collected since I was a child. Everything's gone.
Monday was the wettest January day ever in the city, with more than a month of rain falling in just 3 hours. Wall Street, the Dow down 111 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is not giving up her fight for the Republican chair. Host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson, joined Dave and Dujanovic this morning. Detail how she can stay in the presidential race.
The question will be how many of those independent voters who can vote in the Republican primary actually show up and cast a vote for Nikki Haley today. There's also about 4,000 Democrats in New Hampshire who switched their affiliation. There was a deadline back in November. About 4,000 of them made a change. And so how many of those 4,000 will show up today and cast a vote for Nikki Haley?
Was there anything in Nikki Haley's messaging that you could pinpoint where she's trying to reach out to those moderates, the movables?
Yeah, she's very much focused on a general election campaign. It's very similar to what John McCain did there in New Hampshire. That was a real turning point for his becoming the nominee in 2008. And he went after, remember, he had the Straight Talk Express, very New Hampshire-esque, that we're just going to give it to you straight, not Republican or Democrat. We're going to tell you the truth. And so she tried to kind of channel her inner John McCain, I think, in terms of getting to those New Hampshire voters.
Now, the most recent results show that Haley has a strong lead among independent voters, but that the former president is still leading in the polls. KSL News Time, 12:19. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's happening, Ricky?
Well, the vehicles involved in this accident in Ogden are over to the right shoulder, but the officer is still at the scene along with the crash crashed vehicles. It's small. It's northbound 24th Street at Washington Boulevard. You can get through the area without any kind of problem. And then we have the cleanup of an accident at 600 North, southbound I-15, over to the right shoulder. Valley Freeway traffic, though, looking good with no other problems. The UACPA supports certified professional accountants in Utah through ongoing professional education and leadership development to help them succeed in an ever-changing financial world. Find a CPA that's right for you at uacpa.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast starts out with a high of 45 today. That's a little bit cooler than yesterday's 48. Mostly cloudy and a slight chance for some sprinkles today. Mostly cloudy, 44 on Wednesday, down to 42 with a chance for rain and snow showers on Thursday. 40, partly cloudy Friday, Saturday 43, partly cloudy skies. High pressure continues to build in on Sunday and Monday, with partly cloudy skies and highs in the mid and upper 40s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's mostly cloudy, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. Ooh, the Dow losing ground back down below the 38,000 mark. I will check your money news coming up next.
You're free now, free to kick back, relax, and stream beyond your wildest dreams.
Rom-coms, slasher comps, space operas, space westerns, cupcake bake-offs on Mars.
Free to fill your feed with impossibly chonky chonkers who chonk harder than you ever thought possible.
Cats, corgis, babies, baby penguins, baby pandas, chunky baby pandas.
Free to make your smart devices do silly things.
Bowl of chips on the robo-vacuum.
And master devices that have no business being smart.
Smart forks, smart toothbrushes, smart tortilla makers.
Free to open a world of remote work and a portal into Gametopia.
Who's the boss now?
Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Quantum Fiber, your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt, but I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan Plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin will finally be safe.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The monster is coming, and it wants you and your family.
And that's great news, really, because it's time for the Bear Lake Monster Winterfest, January 26th through the 28th. Winterfest is all about an incredible celebration of winter and all the fun it brings. So start Friday with Monster Winter Sports and Trails Day, a free event featuring fat tire bikes, snowshoes, snowmobiles, and tubes for the kids. Also a taste of Bear Lake, with local restaurants dishing up their tasty specialties. Then Saturday, it's the Monster 5K Walk and Run, a Monster Cisco Disco Tournament, chili cook-off, even a cardboard boat regatta, followed by the famous Monster Plunge. Come on, Bear Lake awaits. Visit BearLakeMonsterWinterfest.com for pre-registration times and locations. That's BearLakeMonsterWinterfest.com. Presented by Bear Lake Visitors Bureau and Bear Lake Chamber.
Dave and Debbie.
I want our listeners to feel like they have an advocate, that they have somebody that's going to fight for them, challenge the status quo or the pithy soundbite. We have a unique job where we have access to interviews and people that not everyone has. We take that seriously. So if we do feel like we're getting a spin, then we can challenge it. I love it when people tell me, I was just thinking about that question that you asked. I'm glad you asked that question. That's like the height of compliment.
I want our listeners to feel empowered to use the information that they've learned on the Dave and Dejanovic Show to help their families, to help make good decisions, help investigate other avenues to maybe protect their family's safety or protect their family's money. I'm hopeful our show leaves our listeners with a sense of empowerment so they can make the best decision possible for themselves and for their families.
Listen for Dave and Dejanovic 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 1224. The Oscar nominees have been announced. Oppenheimer led with 11 nominations, including Best Picture, Best Director, Best Cinematography, and Best Original Score. Barbie is also getting quite the buzz with 6 nominations. It's not surprising, as those two were the biggest movies of the summer. The beloved song I'm Just Ken was nominated for Best Original Song. Killers of the Flower Moon got 9 nominations. KSL News Time, 1225. We are watching Utah's money. A new game called Pal World is getting some flack immediately after its release, but that isn't stopping the sales. It's sold more than 5 million copies in 3 days. Critics are saying it's a Pokemon ripoff with characters that look suspiciously like the creatures. It was the most played game on the planet following its release. Netflix is expected to report earnings of $8.72 billion. The fourth quarter results will come out tonight. The shares increased by more than 2. That's up 12 cents from a year ago. Now, Wendy's is once again trying to give McDonald's a run for their money. The fast food chain is adding a breakfast burrito to their morning menu. Wendy's first launched their breakfast menu in 2020. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is down by 127 points, more than a quarter of a percent, sitting at 37,875. S&P 500, it's up by 2, and the NASDAQ gets up by 14 points. The Stanley Cup craze has reached new levels, KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
A woman in Roseville, California is in police custody after she reportedly stole 65 Stanley Cups. The haul was worth almost $2,500. Police say staff at the store saw her fill her cart up and leave without paying. Police got the description of the car and pulled her over on the highway, where 40 and 30-ounce quenchers were overflowing out of her passenger seat and trunk. Roseville police released a statement saying hydration is encouraged, but crime isn't the way to do it. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
And then there were two.
Iowa made this Republican primary a two-person race.
New Hampshire votes tonight, and there are just 2 Republicans left. Nikki Haley.
I don't take politics personally. I never have. And I think that's the problem with where we are now.
Donald Trump.
I feel my mind is stronger now than it was 25 years ago. Is that possible?
Who takes the delegates in New Hampshire? Listen tonight on The Drive Home and first thing tomorrow to KSL News Radio.
The Management Minute is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. The medical helicopter landed just 150 feet from the accident. The rural first responders had done all they could, but the urgency of the situation demanded greater expertise. So the A team arrived. They calmly walked to the patient. They asked questions. They seamlessly provided care, then loaded and transported the critical patient. All in a day's work. Just one of 3 light calls that day. Teams that excel at critical situations teach us more about how to build our best work teams than the sports teams we watch and enjoy. The real world and real-time problem solving is more of a model than the plays and the points scored in a football or basketball game. Learn more about what makes a great work team in an MBA from Utah State University. Go to utahstatemba.com. That's utahstatemba.com. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
KSL and the movie show will be at My Hearing Centers this Friday from 10 to 1. My Hearing Centers changes lives through better hearing. Visit myhearingcenters.com. KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Valley Freeway traffic rolling along and looking good. We had this accident in Weber County, northbound 24th Street and Washington Boulevard. It's out of traffic on the shoulder. So again, it's not going to cause any problem. Now, downtown drivers, we do have utility work blocking a right lane of traffic. Be aware of this. Southbound 600 North at 3rd West. Common Spirit, hospitals, clinics, and caregivers, all connected to advanced health care in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Healthcare with human kindness is here. Hello, human kindness. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got a chance for some sprinkles today, but we'll call it mostly cloudy, high of 45. Overnight, we'll keep the clouds around, temperatures in the low 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 44. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, it's mostly cloudy and 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. In Ogden, 42. Provo at 43. St. George at this hour, 44.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. Great Salt Lake leaders are asking reservoir managers to see if they can release any extra water for the Great Salt Lake. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has details.
Some reservoirs along the Wasatch Front have as much as 35% more water than they normally do this time of year, and it could play a crucial role in helping the Great Salt Lake.
It's critically important action is to take advantage of wet years.
Deputy Great Salt Lake Commissioner Tim Davis says now would be the best time to send any excess water downstream because farmers and other people aren't pulling any of it out, and it could open up space to help prevent any potential flooding this spring. At this point, how much or even if reservoir managers will release any water is still up in the air, but Davis says if they do, it could give the Great Salt Lake a direct boost, and it needs it. The lake is still 5.5 feet shy of healthy levels.
Conservation combined with maximizing wet years is getting saved water to the lake is how we're going to get there.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The West Valley USANA Amphitheater is getting a new sponsor and a new name. The concert venue will now be known as the Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. It's the first time the venue will be getting a new name since it was built in 2003. KSL's top national stories this hour. Former President Trump stopped outside of a polling place in New Hampshire today, telling reporters he feels confident in today's primary, brushing aside concerns that former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley's campaign will continue through Super Tuesday.
I don't care if she stays in. Let her do whatever she wants. It doesn't matter. I can just say that there's never been a movement like this. Make America great again.
He also denied claims that he asked his other competitors to drop out.
I would never ask anybody to pull out. I didn't ask Ron to pull out. I didn't ask Vivek to pull out. Nobody. But we have great support, and most of the people that pulled out have already supported me.
Results should start to pour in the next couple of hours. Other national stories KSL is following. A new warning is out for owners of popular SUVs.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has fielded hundreds of complaints about the Honda HR-V, claiming the compact crossover's rear window can unexpectedly shatter. Consumer Reports, which had the problem happen to their own test vehicle, says Honda told them it has to do with how the defroster interacts with the rear window seal. The company says it's planning a voluntary product update campaign to replace the windows starting in April. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Honda also recommends owners who experience the issue to call their dealer or Honda customer service. Taylor Swift's alleged stalker has been arrested twice near her New York City home.
Witnesses, including Swift security, flagging down police, pointing out an emotionally disturbed man harassing passersby. He's identified as 33-year-old David Crow of Seattle, and his arrest followed another incident Saturday where he was seen trying to open a door to Swift's townhouse and placed under arrest.
And The Rock gets his own name, and the WWE gets a big new deal.
It's a name that's become synonymous with Dwayne Johnson.
If you smile!
But he's never owned it.
The Rock!
That nickname, a nod to Johnson's father, Hall of Famer Rocky Johnson, who was the first black champion in WWE history. For years, Dwayne Johnson has been trying to get the rights to the name, and now he's not only gotten that, but a seat on the board of WWE owner TKO Group. WWE also inking a 10-year $5 billion deal with Netflix in a big shakeup in the streaming industry. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KSL.
KSL Sports, the 16th-ranked Utah women's basketball team beat the second-ranked UCLA Bruins in overtime last night. It was the highest-ranked win in program history. Weber State men's team lost a tough one to the Montana State Grizzlies last night. Tonight, the 21st-ranked BYU Cougars have a big matchup hosting the 4th-ranked Houston Cougars in the Marriott Center. That game tips at 7 with our pregame here on KSL News Radio beginning at 6. First look traffic, here's Ricky Meese.
Pretty quiet on the Valley Freeways. You're good to go on I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Spend your workday with a talk show that makes you feel better about the news.
Dave and Dujanovic.
They have a good dynamic between the two of them.
Sometimes I'll take Dave's side and sometimes I'll take Debbie's side.
They're great.
Dave and Debbie, live from 9 to noon or podcast the show on the app for KSL News Radio.
How's the water where you live? Depending on where you live in Utah, the water coming out of your tap might be really hard and not taste very good. It might be leaving spots on your glasses and shower and leaving your skin dry.
We want you to know our friends at Superior Water and Air have solutions for your home and your business, by the way. They have the best, most efficient water softeners in Utah, but not only that, they also have water purifiers that will give your family crystal clear drinking water.
And if you're still using those big unsanitary water bottles in your office, let Superior hook you up to a more convenient, trusted water system.
When you think of Superior Water and Air, think of solutions for everything in your home, from plumbing to water heaters to furnaces and air conditioning and, of course, those great home standby generators.
To keeping the air in your home as healthy as possible, especially during these inversions, I had Superior install two things in my home that have helped us so much. We have an air purifier and a humidifier hooked right up to our furnace.
Call Superior today, 974-9090, or go to superiorwaterandair.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Gah, I'm so stressed. It's a brand new year and our business is busier than ever.
Uma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Uma Cloud Phone System with auto attendant and more than 35 features.
Uma?
Yep. Switching to Uma is a cinch. Starts at $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Now you're feeling it. Visit Uma.com. That's OOMA.com to learn more. Uma. Smart communications for the smarter business.
Getting help with plumbing repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at AnyHourServices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, the Great Salt Lake Commissioner wants reservoirs with extra water to send it right to the Great Salt Lake. KSL News Time, 12:36. We are closely following the legislative session. A Senate committee voted 5-3 in favor of a bill spelling out who can use men's and women's public bathrooms. But bill sponsor, Representative Kira Berkland, says changes to the bill will need to be made. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell begins our team coverage, Eye on the Hill 2024.
Representative Kira Berkland says she will be making changes so parents of children with disabilities won't be impacted by her bill that wants to write into law who can use gendered public bathrooms.
You can take them into your restroom with you as the supervising guardian or parent to ensure that they're able to use a restroom with you. And I believe it was Senator Wyler who brought up that issue. That was an oversight in the language.
She told me they are also working to ensure no federal funding is lost to domestic violence and women's shelters as a result of her bill. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
A bill to standardize the sexual assault investigation process is up for discussion. It aims to bring more depth into the investigation and ensure best practices for all victims. Utah's rate of sexual assault is much more than the national average. Over half of women and one in three men experience sexual violence in their lifetime. The bill's sponsor, House Minority Leader Angela Romero, hopes it will encourage victims to report their experiences. Many of us have subscriptions that auto-renew each month, but some Utah lawmakers say those renewals can cost a lot of money for services they don't want. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has details.
It's a tale as old as gym memberships and National Geographic subscriptions. You sign up for a limited-time payment plan and find out months later you're still on it. State Representative Cheryl Acton and State Senator Todd Weiler are sponsoring a bill that would require companies to give consumers a hard-to-miss disclosure about upcoming subscription renewals. Companies that don't comply could face a $2,500 fine per infraction.
If you believe a company deceived you with an auto renewal plan, you can report it to Utah's Division of Consumer Protection or even the Utah Attorney General. KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's happening, Ricky?
It's a good drive on the Valley Freeways and our main secondaries. No accidents. The one crash we had in Ogden really hasn't been affecting traffic at all since it's on the shoulder at Washington Boulevard and 24th Street. Now, we do have utility work for Salt Lake City drivers. A right lane is blocked southbound at 600 North and 3rd West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
After yesterday's high of 48, we'll back it off to 45 today with mostly cloudy skies and a chance for some sprinkles. 44 tomorrow, mostly cloudy, down to 42, rain, snow, showers on Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's New News, we'll talk to KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis about Ralph Menzies and his attorney's claim that he's unfit for execution. Coming up, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Transform your old, outdated kitchen with Half Price Granite. For a limited time, Half Price Granite is offering special pricing starting at $25 per square foot installed.
That's lower than most big box stores.
These prices are some of the lowest around. Granite, quartz, marble, and quartzite, all starting at $25 per square foot installed. Call 801-486-1700 or visit halfpricegranite.com. Half Price Granite, affordable luxury.
Derek Overstreet, founder of the New Millennium Group. We're a financial planning firm. Listen, we're fiduciaries. We have advisors standing by right now to take your call. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370. The reason you're going to want to call is we're going to help you retire 3 to 5 years before you thought possible. Now, imagine how that would be if you could actually retire 3 to 5 years sooner than your plan was. The way we do this is by putting together a step-by-step plan, taking into consideration any rental properties that you have, any pension income that you have, your Social Security. Listen, we put that all together for you in writing. It will allow us to build your income based on inflation. You know, inflation has been rapidly rising. You and I both need a plan that whatever we start out our income at, in 5 or 10 years, we're going to need 40% more income. So if you're one of those people listening and you'd like a plan in writing, give us a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Where does a journey to wellness begin? Do you start looking for diet ideas? Or searching for exercise plans? Actually, you don't have to look far. Just look to the first two letters of the word wellness. We means you don't have to figure it out yourself. It means your hopes and challenges are a perfect match for our knowledge and resources. It means anything you want to achieve, together, we can achieve better. Because wellness begins with we. Intermountain Health, the power of we.
Hi, this is Congressman John Curtis. As I'm sure you've heard, I'm running for the U.S. Senate, and I'd like to invite you to my campaign kickoff this Tuesday, January 23rd, 7 p.m. in Woods Cross. You can find the address at johncurtis.org. Join me to celebrate our early momentum across the state and see why I'm feeling so optimistic about the race. I hope you'll come say hi Tuesday evening, share the excitement, and be part of this journey. We'll have refreshments, engaging conversations, and great company. This Tuesday, January 23rd, 7 p.m. in Woods Cross. You can find the address at johncurtis.org. You can RSVP and get event details at johncurtis.org. I look forward to serving you in the U.S. Senate, and as your senator, I'll keep getting things done for Utah. See you Tuesday. I'm John Curtis, and I approve this message, paid for by John Curtis for Utah.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News. We're committed to letting you know exactly what's going on. On our show, we're going to bring you up to speed on what's happening in the world to this moment. At the same time, the news can be really burdensome. It can leave you feeling a little bit depressed and even a little bit more depressed. My Minute of News is just a moment to lift you up. I'm blessed that KSL has given me the freedom to talk about whatever I want. Literally, it is my minute of news. Sometimes it's pegged to what's happening that very day. Sometimes it might be something bizarre that you didn't know happening somewhere else in the world. To make you smile for a moment, even on a difficult day, and make you realize the world is still spinning. I am so honored that so many people have appreciated and enjoy the minute of news every afternoon.
Ride home with Jeff Kaplan, weekdays 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A petition has been filed in the Salt Lake County District Court after attorneys say it would be unconstitutional to kill death row inmate Ralph Menzies because he has dementia. On KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell.
Second, the state is asking for volunteers to help count the number of people experiencing homelessness in Utah to get a better understanding of how to distribute money for services that help them. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
You're good to go on any of the valley freeways. We haven't had any kind of accidents or slowdowns. You have good speeds on all of them, including I-15, both directions in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Maybe some sprinkles today, but mainly cloudy.
I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 45 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Former President Donald Trump stopped outside of a polling place in Londonderry, New Hampshire today. The state's first in the nation primary underway.
I'm very confident. I mean, this is it. Look, this is, we just stopped here. We stopped at a polling site. We picked it at random. We may stop at one more. And nobody knew we were coming. This is pretty amazing.
Nikki Haley, the only remaining opponent for the Republican nomination, is trailing Trump in the polls by double digits. Meanwhile, in his first interview since throwing in the towel, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he does not regret suspending his campaign and indicated he's open to running for president again in 4 years. Senators say they're getting closer, but still no deal on a U.S.-Mexico border deal that would unlock a broader national security package on aid to Ukraine and Israel. Award-winning broadcast journalist Charles Osgood died today at his home in New Jersey. Cause of death was dementia. His family said he was 91. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The death row prisoner Ralph Menzies' lawyers filed a petition saying that he has dementia and is not fit for execution. KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas joins me now live. And Greg, biggest question in the room is, why wait till now after the death warrant was issued?
The short answer to that is because they couldn't file something before it was issued because the execution wasn't on the table. The client was in jail. Ralph Menzies has been in prison now for 38 years, awaiting his final disposition of his death penalty sentence. And so there really wasn't any reason to file anything. Since the state filed its recent petition to put his execution back on the table, the defense is saying, look, a lot has happened to this man since he's been in the prison in those 38 years, including his loss of cognitive ability. He's got dementia, and they've asked the court to order a psychological evaluation to see if he's competent to proceed. It's an interesting question because normally we think of competency in terms of ability to stand trial or ability to have committed the crime, the old insanity defense. We don't think of it in terms of the ability to comprehend the your punishment that you get after you commit the crime.
Yeah. Is there some precedent when it comes to after the crime?
This is a tough one for me, Marie. I've been looking it up since you all called this, to have this interview, and I can't find any. It's a very unusual situation because it doesn't happen very often. It certainly hasn't happened in this state. I think we've got to be looking at other states and some federal law to decide what makes the most sense. But, you know, laws are clear. You can't execute the mentally ill. You can't execute children. But that usually implies that they were mentally ill at the time of the crime or during the trial. not 38 years later. So you're right. We don't have much precedence for this. It'll be interesting to see what the courts ultimately decide.
Right. Beyond the legal precedent, I mean, there are ethical issues here about, you know, executing someone who is not competent.
Yeah. And what the defense is saying, that he's not even competent to understand the execution. And part of the whole purpose of punishment is to deter, to punish, to make sure that the person understands the gravity of their conduct. And he doesn't apparently understand that anymore. So I don't know. It doesn't do much good for the victims' families who've been waiting this long, almost four decades, and maybe even for the system to know that we waited so long to carry this out. But technically, you don't want to think of us executing people who are incompetent.
Yeah. What does this say about the length of time between the time that somebody's convicted and they're actually executed? I mean, this is just another example of everything that goes into these death penalty cases.
Right. And it's kind of inexcusable. I mean, 38 years is probably, you know, one of the records in our country. But this case involved a lot, and I won't go through it all because I've been familiar with the case since I started practicing law 40 years ago. And there was questions with the competency of the representation he got, with the way the trial was conducted. I mean, this case has gone on and on. And you have to give an accused, especially a person convicted of a crime, the right to follow through and to carry out all of the appeals that are available to them. And he's done that, some would say, you know, more than most, more than just about anyone. And it is a problem because you end up 38 years later executing someone who may not even be even related, you know, in terms of mental ability to the person who committed the crime.
Right. What do you expect to happen next?
Judge is going to have a hearing in February in about a month to let each side weigh in on this. I'm certain the judge will order and allow the psychological evaluation to take place and make a decision probably sometime in the next, 90 to 120 days.
All right. Greg, as always, thanks so much for sharing your expertise.
You bet.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas. KSL News Time, 1249, traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Right now, I'm seeing a little bit of traffic building and slowing down westbound on the 21st South Freeway, just after I-15 and before Redwood Road. Not really sure what the issue may be, but if you're going to be exiting I-15 to go westbound on the 201, you could see a little bit of jam up in the area. And really, I can't see anything in the traffic cameras of what may be causing that. It doesn't last long, so you should be out of it pretty soon. The rest of your Valley Freeway seeing a good drive, some heavy and slower traffic around those traffic lights southbound on State Street as you're going through Murray. Advanced Window Products, high-efficiency windows, $2,500 off 10 windows or more for a limited time. AdvancedWindows.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. How about 45 today? Mostly cloudy skies, and there is a chance to see a couple of sprinkles. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, 44 down to 42, with a chance for rain, snow, showers on Thursday. Partly cloudy Friday, 40 degrees. We'll go 43. Partly cloudy again on Saturday. High pressure building back to the region on Sunday, Monday. Temperatures in the mid and upper 40s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. Dow down by more than 100 points. We'll get you a complete update of your money news coming up next.
See the high-flying dunks, show-stopping blocks, and crowd-silencing threes at Delta Center this season. With an action-packed schedule, it's easy to get to a Jazz game, pick out an unmissable matchup, or just a tip-off time that works for you. It's time to put on your Jazz gear and head to the game. Come with a friend, a loved one, or as a group. See all available tickets and options at utahjazz.com or call or text 801-355-DUNK.
At Shane Company, we believe we're all made to shine. This Valentine's Day, celebrate the love of your life, your best friend, or your best self with unique fine jewelry from Shane Company. We're passionate about sourcing the most beautiful and vibrant gemstones from around the world so everyone can shine bright. We take the time to ensure each piece of jewelry is expertly crafted so it can be treasured forever. Visit Shane Company and discover Valentine's Day gifts for everyone, your new crush or your soulmate. Let them know how much you care with fine jewelry designed by us, guaranteed for life, for free. Radiant red rubies, pink sapphires, diamond hearts, gorgeous jewelry with all the colors and symbols of love. This Valentine's Day, give a necklace with a gemstone as special as your love, a gold ring engraved with a date you'll never forget, earrings that make their eyes sparkle. Give a gift that was made to shine. Shane Company. Fine jewelry since 1929.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder. Mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
KSL News Time 1254. The maker of popular infant sleep sacks and clothing, Kite Baby, fired a new mom when she asked to work from home while her newborn was in the NICU. Marissa Hughes shared her experience online. ABC's Rhiannon Alley explains why.
Now, the CEO of Kite Baby has posted two apology videos.
I wanted to hop on here to sincerely apologize to Marissa.
After her first was criticized.
I was insensitive, selfish.
In her new apology video, the CEO offered Hughes a new position with the company, in addition to announcing policy changes. Hughes responding,
"We're really encouraged to hear that there will be some changes made for current and future employees,"
but saying it would not be appropriate for her to return to the company.
Watching Utah's money, the layoffs continue in the tech department. Riot Games is letting go 11% of its staff. The developer released popular games like League of Legends and Valorant, and the company blamed the layoffs on spiraling costs and big bets that didn't pay off. America seems to love its hot sauce, and the most popular is Frank's Red Hot. Instacart revealed their most popular sauces and the states that bought the most of it. Utah didn't buy much compared to the top states. They are North Dakota, New Mexico, and Colorado. The Dow down by 92 points, sitting at 37,908. S&P up by 9. NASDAQ up 40 points.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring
Do you ever feel like getting your supplies for your CPAP is just a huge headache? Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical. Well, say goodbye to the hassle and hello to a stress-free life with our CPAP resupply service. Signing up is a breeze. Just place a call, choose your products, and leave the insurance billing and shipping to us. Our discreet packaging prioritizes your privacy, and we always ensure an on-time delivery. No more trips to the store or worrying about running out of important supplies. We get how crucial your CPAP therapy is, so don't let the stress of keeping up with it affect your sleep and health. Join Alpine Resupply today and enjoy a tranquil night's sleep with all your CPAP essentials. Visit us at alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
That's alpinehomemedical.com.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Visit the contest page on KSLNewsRadio.com. This week, don't miss your chance at New Year's cash for being a KSL Text subscriber or win tickets to Ballet West's Swan Lake featuring the timeless music of Tchaikovsky. Don't miss Swan Lake February 9th through the 17th. Plus, win tickets to the Utah Boat and Water Sports Expo February 1st through the 4th at the Mountain America Expo Center. Text the word contest to 57500 or go to KSLNewsRadio.com/contests.
Extravagant weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky?
Well, it looks like the slowing on the 201 has now moved further west. This is westbound between I-215's West Belt and before Bangor Highway, but it doesn't last long, so not really sure what's going on there. We don't have an accident reported. It could be a wide load. It could be debris. Just be aware you could run into some busy and slower traffic, but I think it clears out pretty quickly as we saw it by I-15. The rest of your Valley freeways all clear, looking good, and no accidents at this time. Cypress checking account members enjoy discounted rates on auto and RV loans, free access to their credit scores and reports, and a suite of other products and perks. Learn more at cypresscu.com. Cypress Credit Union, your future is our future. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
30% chance of showers today with a high of 45 degrees downtown.